Hi, and welcome to the Insomnia Radio Portugal show number 3. Olá, bem-vindos ao Insomnia Radio Portugal. Este é o terceiro programa. My name is Rodrigo de Sá. I'm speaking to you from the Azores Islands, the beautiful São Miguel Island. Well, actually, all the Azores Islands are very, very beautiful. You should definitely come to these islands one day. Yes, Insomnia Radio Portugal, bi-weekly podcast of 5 of the finest independent music from Portugal. We started this show with Mr. Smith and the track Over the Rainbow from their first album, Details. Lovely track. Yes, it's a wonderful track. I love this track. I love these guys. They're fantastic. Over the Rainbow, it's really, really a great track. It was obviously a nice way to start this show. Coming up, it's Deep Sleep with Video Girls.
You see, you don't need them, and I say that you might. Like a spray of revolution, like all Europe smoking ice. And you see, you don't need them, and I say that you might. Like a spray of revolution, like all Europe smoking ice.
A big thank you to Stuart Morrison from Insomnia Radio UK. He was the one who introduced me to this track and to this band, Deep Sleep. They are from Portugal, of course. They are from Porto. Well, in Portuguese we say Porto. Yeah, you in English, you will say Oporto. It's one of the most important cities of Portugal. It's in the north of Portugal, and these guys, Deep Sleep, are from there. And as I said, Stuart Morrison was the one who introduced me to this band, and also he introduced me to Deuce Management by Rob Sanders, and these guys are managed by Rob. And yeah, every day of the week I get to know a new artist by Deuce Management. But these guys are from Portugal, and that's why I play them on this show. Yeah, great track. I will try to, I will use them also in my own podcast, Cowboy Cantor, which, by the way, was how I met Jason Evangelio. Because, yeah, well, before entering the Association of Music Podcasting, I believe I already contacted Jason because I was already an Insomnia Radio listener. Anyway, if you, like Stuart, have something to suggest me to play on Insomnia Radio Portugal or at my own podcast, Cowboy Contour, or at my show that I do for Recharge Radio Island Music Show, or for my live Portuguese show I have here in the Azores Islands. If you have anything you would like to me, you would like me to listen to, send me your notes to portugal@insomniaradio.net. I will be there to read your comments, to accept your suggestions, your music. If you're an artist, if you're a Portuguese artist, yes, you can write me in Portuguese. If you're not a Portuguese artist, but still you want me to play your music, well, I have three other shows where I can play your music. Yes, talking of music, let's go to music. This wouldn't be a Portuguese music show without a Portuguese track. So here they are, O Ludo, with the track Minha Grande Culpa. o Ludo with the track Minha Grande Culpa. If you're in Portugal mainland, you will listen to this band name as O Ludo. But if you're in the Azores Islands, you will listen to this name as O Ludo. Well, basically, there's a great difference between the letter U when we say it in with the Azorean accent, with the Azorean Portuguese accent, or if we say it with the Portuguese mainland accent, the letter U sounds different. If you're in the Azores Islands, the letter U will sound like U. But if you're in the Portugal mainland, if you're in Portugal mainland, the letter U will sound like O, almost like O, the letter O. Well, normally people say that the Azorean people have more facility to speak French because we have this ability to say the sound U. Yeah, I know. We're weird. Portuguese people are weird, yeah. Yeah. Okay, music. It's why we're here for, yeah, a little bit of culture too, yeah. And the first show of Insomnia Radio Portugal, I promise you, I would be speaking of some culture about Portugal. So, yeah, this was a bit of culture. I will, after the next track, I will talk a little bit about more Portuguese culture, especially about the national the Portugal Day, which is in the 10th of June, the week where when this show is coming out. So probably you are listening to this show before the 10th of June, but if you're listening to this show after the 10th of June, doesn't matter. You will know. 10th of June is the national day here in Portugal and all over the world where there are Portuguese communities. It's not the national day, but normally Portuguese communities all over the world celebrate this day, June the 10th, which is the national day of Portugal. Before talking about a little bit more about the national day of Portugal, another track, this one in English, download for free. They have their EP out for free. I will post a link at portugal.insomniaradio.net directly to their EP. I just won't say exactly where you will find it because it's in a phone company site and they don't pay me to say their name on the radio. So the band is called You Can't Win, Charlie Brown, and it's called Little Bean, the track we are going to listen. Little Beam by You Can't Win, Charlie Brown. Download for free. They have an EP out by a phone company in Portugal. I will post the link directly to the site where you will find the link for this EP, where you will also find other EPs by other Portuguese bands, rock, hip-hop, jazz. Yeah, they are great. They're doing a great job, this phone company, releasing lots of great independent music from Portugal. Rodrigo de Sá here every 2 weeks with five of the finest tracks from Portugal, from the independent music in Portugal. This is Insomnia Radio Portugal, portugal.insomniaradio.net. And don't forget, also go to our main site, insomniaradio.net, and find links for the other shows in the Insomnia Radio family. If you want to contact me directly, you can send me your email to portugal@insomniaradio.net. I'm sure you all know how to write Portugal, PORTUGAL, at insomniaradio.net. And Portugal, yes, June 10, the national day of the country. Also, it's a day celebrated all over the world by the Portuguese communities all over the world. And this day is also the celebration of the death of Luís de Camões. Luís de Camões, he died in 1580. And he is probably the most the greatest Portuguese poet. Also, he did a great poem, not also in quality, but also it's a big poem about the Portuguese exploration of the world, and this poem is called Lusíadas. Os Lusíadas, it's like our Homero and the Odyssey. Luís de Camões, in fact, died in the day in 10th of June in 1580, and there's a legend that says that when he died, he said, "As I die, the country dies with me." Well, we don't know if that's exactly the truth, but in fact, after his death, Spain took over Portugal, and between 1580 and 1640, we were ruled by Spanish kings, which was the third dynasty of Portugal. And it was three kings, all of them called Philip, and yes, Philip II of Spain is Philip I of Portugal, Philip III of Spain is Philip II of Portugal, and Philip IV of Spain is Philip III of Portugal. But then in 1640, the Portuguese guys made a revolution in the country, and yeah, Spanish were gone, and Portugal was back to Portuguese people. Yeah, this is all about the 10th of June, the day that Luís de Camões died, and the National Day. If you want to know a little bit more about the National Day of Portugal, go to portugal.insomniaradio.net and you will find a link to an article, or go to Wikipedia and look for Portugal National Day. There are a little bit more about this day. There is a little bit more about this day. And this is the last track of the show, of course, a Portuguese track with Portuguese lyrics. They are called Feromona, and the track is called Selvagem Tosco, the last track of the show. Thank you for listening to Insomnia Radio Portugal. Obrigado por ouvirem o Insomnia Radio Portugal. My name is Rodrigo de Sá. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Selvagem Tosco by Feromona.
Selvagem tosco, acomodei-me ao posto de violento animal. e afeiçoei mau gosto da carne ao natural. Se me enxeri com as presas, não sempre foi por mal. Virgem grotesco, sabor do sangue fresco, levanta a minha moral. Diz nos livros que é nefasto, mas o êxtase é total. Quando entre dentes sorvo a golfada final e aprendo com aroma da extinção de caras em palmarão, que a vida sem maldade é vulgar e sempre mal. Estou sem você. Acomodei-me ao posto de violento animal e afeiçoei mau gosto da carne ao natural. Sonhei, chorei com as presas, nem sempre foi por mal. Virgem grotesco, sabor do sangue fresco, levanta a minha moral. Diz nos livros que é nefasto, mas o êxtase é total.